pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Karen Armstrong, Kathy Buckley, Leonard King.
Here.
Stan Karofsky, Richard Levine.
Here.
Ed Marin, Carol Reyes.
Here.
Pauline Stone.
Here.
Steve Trombley.
Yes.
Devin Anderson.
Here.
Yes, I have one quick question. Would he have counted toward decorum, Mr. Marin, not being here?
No, we were asking that question also.
Okay.
No.
Under the agenda, resolve that superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education to approve the agenda.
Motion.
Richard.
Carol.
Carol. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Public comment? Anybody who would like to make a comment to the board? Seeing none, we will move on to presentations.
Yep. Mrs. Eggleton, Director of Curriculum Instruction, is here to introduce to you and participate in a short presentation. Mr. Adam Rabideau, of course, is a social studies teacher, and we do have a presentation this evening for a proposed economics course, but there's no action to be taken this evening. It's simply to hear the outline in mind. So, Donna, please.
Yes, welcome. Thank you very much. Mr. Frechette isn't with us today. He had something that came up. He apologizes for not being with us, but we've had enough conversations between the three of us that we feel that we'll be able to answer your questions. Right, Adam?
Mm-hmm.
This is really exciting because we've had Economics 1 that we've offered for...
Ever.
And Adam, with the encouragement of Garth, Frechette came up with an Economics 2 curriculum, and he's here tonight to briefly present it to you and tell you some exciting news.
Okay. And as per Mr. Anderson's request, this is brief. He's already heard me for 41 minutes today. The course curriculum for Economics 2.0, I'm calling it Exploring the World of Economics Through Film and Literature, is an idea that came about as a result of my inability to get through all the great topics I wanted to cover in one semester in the required Intro to Economics course. It's just, I'm being honest, I just don't get to everything I want to get to. So from there, I approached Mr. Frechette with the idea for a new course that I made one of my professional goals for the academic year. Mr. Frechette responded in full support, saying, go ahead and start building it, and build it I did. As this course began to take shape, I found that it was more than simply an extension of my intro to microeconomics curriculum. This course represents what I can honestly say is my best work as a professional, and is a course that will not only supply students with a wealth of knowledge about the world they live in, but will instill in them the ability to establish and hone the critical thinking skills vital to their future success as they move forward to the next chapter in their lives. When watching the news, one would be hard-pressed to find a story that does not have a link to the world of economics. News and information, for that matter, has never been more accessible. We can thank technology for that. But technology has also created two worlds within one. Although technology has given rise to the global economy and a huge increase in the political and economic interdependence among nations around the world, technology has also succeeded in shrinking our students' worlds to a point where a clear understanding of the major political, economic, and social issues that shape our country have fallen prey to the everyday distractions that come with our embrace of technology and all that comes with it. In the age of texting and Facebook, competition for students' attention has never been greater. That said, the goal of this course will not be to eliminate and ignore all that comes with the technological age, but to merge these two worlds and show students that despite all the distractions that exist, there is still room for current events and major issues that shape our world. One of the most frequent excuses I hear is that students are too busy and don't have time to sit and watch the news, as if they have to sit in front of the TV anyway. This is something I challenge my students to overcome. The goal is to empower our students to be participants in their government, giving our students the means to make informed decisions, which can only be achieved through the development of critical analysis skills. From there, students can become proactive, in their approach to forming opinions on issues that demand an informed citizenry for the substantive discourse and eventual development of potential solutions. This course can do that. This is a course, this course is something I am extremely proud of and excited to begin teaching. If the description, goals, and objectives of the course meet your expectations for our students. I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to present this evening and would invite any questions at this time, either general or specific to the curriculum. You're looking in the big binder at the curriculum. That's everything. That's the book we want to use, which is Super Freakonomics, the three big units that are in there, all the video sheets that go with the films, the film lists, and you have a copy of the course syllabus. Yep, Freakonomics is already on the list. Yep.
Will that all be included? We have a book on curriculum. Will this all be included if we approve it?
Mm-hmm. That would be the curriculum that you are approving. When we bring it forward for approval, that would be recommended to be the curriculum.
And you've already approved the Freakonomics book, so that's already.
I was just talking about the films and everything, whatever you'd have to show that we have a list that. If it isn't on there, you don't use it. So I just want to make sure if we approve it, it gets on there.
Right. One other piece of information. I went to the CAF luncheon last week at Clinton Community and approached the main lady who we deal with, Lily Nolan, about possibly having this course for college credit, and she seemed all for the idea.
You just told me tonight.
That's the second question I usually get from students, which is, A, when do you think it'll be offered? And B, can we earn college credit? And so I'm working hard to see that that happens too, if we can get it approved and then cap it as well.
And with the approval, there is room in the spring semester to offer economics too. So with your approval, that will be something that the kids will be, the students will have an opportunity to work on right away. So.
Would this be an elective, or is it something that we use as a core?
This would be an elective.
Okay. Adam, you hit a couple of very big words for my ears and for the full board, reminding us and how well they're connected to actually our board goals and district goals for next year. Critical analysis skills, which is a targeted goal, the board will recall, seems to be embedded in the curriculum. Technology being a part of the actual curriculum and describing how they interface is also one of the board goals, so that has a nice ring to it. Do you anticipate there being group work or activity work with the kids?
That I'm still brainstorming, and I think that if we did group work, it would be part of a final project, either taking one of the issues that we cover and taking it further, whether that involves writing a letter to a congressman or woman, or actually putting a video together. But I'm definitely still in the process of putting that together, but I'm open to that for sure.
And that's a semester course.
Semester course, yep. Yeah.
It's a semester course, right?
Yes.
It's good for their arms. It's all
there's a lot there.
Any other questions?
So we could look forward to probably our next board meeting when I bring back an actual resolution to adopt the curriculum.
Yep.
So we'd bring it forth at that time.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any reports?
Brief on my part, and I would invite the board members who attended the convention. Also, I'll share my time, I guess. I defer some of my time to them. As most of you know, we did attend the New York State School Boards Association convention beginning Thursday in New York City. From my perspective, the workshops were just outstanding. It was quite a variety of workshops for us to participate in. As you can suspect, school boards convention should deal primarily with board interest topics, but there certainly was a lot of information that would be very germane to superintendents and instructional people and business people as well. So we talked today in our staff meeting about some of the particular workshops that I attended, and I just wanted to, first of all, to thank the board for the support of Oxen Going, and to say that other than the drive, the return trip, which it should have been somewhere around 8 hours involving trains, planes, and automobiles, turned out to be about 15 hours minus the trains because of a lot of issues out of New York City, alerts and rerouting traffic and a whole bunch of things. But why take all the good news from everybody? I'll turn it over to perhaps the board members who could offer their perspective on their trip.
It was outstanding. The things we went to, really good. They had one specific one on bullying. Unbelievable. The lady was she was a nationally known lady. She wrote several books on it. She brought a lot of new perspectives that, you know, to think about. And I ordered a DVD, okay, hopefully, you know, to show maybe the administrator start there, and Mr. Amo has her card. Hopefully maybe we can set something up through BOCES. But she was she said she was there the day after she was there at a book signing. As a matter of fact, two children had committed suicide in Texas, and she was bullying, and she was on her way down there to be with their families. And, you know, she's just unbelievable. Just, you know, if we can get this further, it would be wonderful. But the trip home was a little something. But we all stuck together. We all had fun. And, you know, as a matter of fact, we were in a car, and everybody was in, like, a couple of cars, and they were grumbling, and a lady walked through. She had been at the convention, and she was a nurse, and she said, "Oh, I'm going to stay in this car. They're having fun in this car." it was really wonderful to go.
Mm-hmm. Would it be possible to maybe get that lady for professional development?
Yeah, that's part why we made the contact.
Mr. Amos has the card, and unbelievable.
She really was outstanding. Her communication skills and how she explained situations and how you should respond to bullying situations. Mm-hmm. It valued the bully, it valued the victim, and it also brought in bystanders and onlookers and basically makes everyone responsible. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciated that perspective. I think it'll be an outstanding approach to bullying. As the voting delegate, it was an eye-opening experience. I've never heard of an amendment of an amendment of an amendment, and then we amended the amendment, and then we re-voted.
Only once?
No. I was shortening it. It's the abridged version. just so we could vote down that particular resolution. So that was really interesting. I do, as a new board member, I really valued the experience. I felt like I learned a lot. I would definitely recommend it to any board member, especially a new board member, because it's eye-opening. It increases enthusiasm, and I don't know, it was a really wonderful experience all around. And it was really nice to get to know everybody.
Indeed.
That was there. So
and
that
you
was
had
true.
The opportunity to get your requirements.
Yes.
For the fiscal oversight, all was accomplished
yes.
in one
setting. Of which I was very, very grateful, because apparently the mandates are going to change, and there's actually going to be more of them next year. Yeah. So luckily I got mine done.
You're under the way.
And I don't have that extra module to take. So I really did appreciate that. And I actually found them very, very interesting and informative, and an eye-opener. So I'm even more excited about the audit committee. Woo! but I was really grateful to go, even with the 15-hour ride home.
I really have to say something about Mr. Amo. The most entertaining man in the world.
Ah.
Oh, my gosh. This poor lady's walking through from one train where they're all
witching.
And she comes in, she says, "Oh, I'm staying here. You're having fun."
Yeah.
Right down with.
Yes, she called us the happy car.
Yeah, the happy car.
No, excellent workshops. A couple, I think, I have the bullying presentation in particular, I think, has some real potential for our district to review our policies, to take current information presented by this individual, ideally, because the way she does it, you feel from start to finish, like, you can't believe how quickly it's over because it's so absorbing in the way she responds to questions from the field. And I also had an opportunity in the special education field to take part in a workshop with a neurologist, pediatrician, and a school system that have teamed up and are doing some pretty fantastic things in RTI and how to work with students identified in the tiers of RTI. And that individual has given me his card and said, call me if you want me, and we'll be there to do something for you this week. So those are exciting. So.
Can I add? What I really also enjoyed about that particular bullying seminar is she didn't just focus on person to person. She talked about cyberbullying, cell phone bullying, texting, all that stuff encompassing, and really looking at the big picture, not just one specific moment. Mm-hmm. So I really value that experience.
It was exciting. I think all of us left feeling this was mm-hmm. really a good experience.
I have a question. We're talking about presentations and everything. Is there any way down the road that we could have a presentation on the subject? Because we always talk about RTI and AIS and IEPs, but I don't really know when a kid comes into school, when do they determine he needs an IEP? How do they determine you need response to intervention? How do you determine you're going to have AIS? I mean, I don't understand it completely. And I mean, when a kid comes in, how do we find out that they need this or they need this or they don't need this? Because we always throw around that the kids are getting it. But like I was saying, you have 504s. Mm-hmm. And why are they doing a 504 over an IEP? It's just, I think it would be really good if we could have
special education. Almost a report on the various major issues connected to special education. I agree. It can be very confusing, and we deal with it regularly, and even then, so it can be confusing. So I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, because I'm saying, when you first come in, they must have tests they take when they first start school, and that must start something. But then after that, what determines that you have to do this or we have to do that?
Yep.
I would like that because I understand some of it, but not fully. But I think it would help us a lot if we understood that, like my parent says, my kids has to have AIS. Why? Mm-hmm. We don't have a visceral feeling of why they need that.
Well, we have placeholders, placeholder for presentations for the rest of the year, and I'll work with Leanne and a couple of the principals, and we'll just make that one of the placeholder presentations.
Because, people ask me, we have lots and lots of kids that get this stuff. But.
Yep. Sure. Thank you.
Okay. Mary?
The only thing that I wanted to report on is we're coming to a close at the end of the month for the collection of school taxes. And we're about at the same spot that we were last year, between 91% and 94% collected. So everything's run forward smoothly. We had a lot of in-person visits to the district office for people that come in and pay. That's really all that I have to report.
Okay. Kevin?
Is that it?
Yes. That's all I have. No. Sports teams are coming to sectionals time, and I don't think it was a sectionals game, but the volleyball team had a pretty good win over Peru on Monday, I think it was, and the girls soccer team beat Sable, which is a very good team. So that was a great win.
Previously undefeated, weren't they? Huh?
Yeah, they were undefeated, so that was a good pull out by them. And our boys soccer team played Saranac Lake today for the first game of sectionals. I'm not sure who ended up winning, but I think we were the expected victors.
We were the favorites.
We're the odds on favorites, yeah.
The only other thing I wanted to say was the winter sports forums are going to be coming in now, which means that the most important sport of all is coming up, which of course basketball.
I would wait for that to get dropped.
Scientifically proven.
Scientifically
most
proven.
Important sport. So that's exciting. That's all I have for you guys.
Okay.
Have a good year.
Okay. Thank you. And you are excused anytime you need to leave.
Right.
I know you said
I'll hang around.
You said
bit.
Close to 7:00. I know. Okay.
Thank you.
Minutes. Resolved that the Board of Education does hereby approve the minutes of the meeting of the Board of Education held on October 12th.
Second.
By Leonard. Richard. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolved that the Board of Education does hereby accept the minutes of the committee meetings held on the Audit Committee and the Operations Committee.
Motion.
By Richard. Carol. I have one question. I noticed that, Leonard, at the Operations Committee, it said the next meeting was November 16th. I believe we switched our board meeting. Joanne, is that correct? Was there a reason? I know I wasn't at the meeting.
It was a conflict with your schedule.
Oh, okay. Okay, so, because that's in between board meetings.
We could get more people then, is what it was.
Which is fine. I just noticed it in the minutes. I didn't know if it was a misprint or it was just a question.
What check is?
Because the board meeting.
You didn't make it to that meeting, but yeah, they did get changed.
Yep. Oh, wait a minute. No.
The board meeting is the 9th and the 30th. We're going to meet twice that week.
No, we're having a safety meeting.
Oh, maybe that was the
kind. It's a safety meeting.
Oh, so
safety meetings on the 16th.
Okay. Well, this
what
says,
it say there?
This says next
this
meeting.
This reads the 16th in the minutes for this
meeting.
So the operations and safety are going to conflict.
So operations will meet on the 9th.
On the 9th?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's all. That was my question.
Good catch. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll make note of that.
Yeah, we'll got it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolved that Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Board of Education the approval of the CSE recommendations dated 10-26-10.
Motion. Second.
Colleen. Kathy. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolved that Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Board of Education the approval of the CPSE recommendations dated 10-26-10.
Motion.
Kathy.
Second.
Colleen. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Or appointments. Resolved that Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Board of Education the following permanent civil service appointment as indicated.
Motion. Oh, second.
By Leonard. And by Richard. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolved that Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Board of Education to approve the following temporary on-call appointments beginning on the date indicated.
List.
Okay.
Richard. And by Carol. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolved that Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Board of Education to approve the following substitute appointments beginning on the day indicated.
The list.
Second. Richard. Second by Carol. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolved that Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Board of Education to appoint the following civil service probationary appointment as indicated.
Motion.
By Leonard.
Carol.
Carol.
Second by Carol. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolved that the Board of Education does hereby approve the following policies.
Motion.
By Richard.
Second.
By Leonard. Any question on any of these? You want to go through them? Well, first of all, does anybody have any questions on any of them? Or they're all just revisions. There's just a couple words here or there that school boards wanted to change.
Mm-hmm.
They always want to change something.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolved that the Board of Education accept the following reports as presented by the Audit Committee.
Second.
By Richard. Carol. Excuse me. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolved that the Board of Education acknowledge receipt of the warrant report for September.
Second.
Richard and Carol. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolved that the Board of Education acknowledge receipt of the budget transfer report for September.
Motion.
Second.
By Kathy. By Pauline.
Anything else?
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education to approve the following transfers over $5,000.
Move the list.
Second.
And over to the next page. Yep. Motion by Leonard.
Seconded by me.
Seconded by Richard. Mm-hmm. Questions? Roll call, please.
Karen Armstrong. Kathy Buckley.
Yes.
Leonard King.
Yes.
Dan Karofsky. Richard Levine.
Yes.
Ed Marin. Carol Race.
Yes.
Pauline Stone.
Yes.
Steve Trumbly.
Yes. Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education to approve the following budgetary adjustments to recognize 2009-10 carry forward ARRA ESF funding revenue in the amount of $38,681 available for appropriation in 2010-11.
Move the list.
Second.
Leonard. Richard. Roll call.
Karen Armstrong, Kathy Buckley.
Yes.
Leonard King.
Yes.
Dan Karofsky. Richard Levine.
Yes.
Ed Marin. Carol Race.
Yes.
Pauline Stone.
Yes.
Steve Trumbly.
Yes. Okay, under additional items to discuss. First, we handed out a copy of the policy of the naming facilities. just for you to review, we did have a request in our packet. It's just something that you can review. Now, did he? I don't remember the letter actually mm-hmm. that they gave us. They were waiting to hear back from us, correct?
Yes. In your packet was a letter from the gentleman seeking a response. As I thank you, I wait your written response.
Okay. Could we just get him a copy of this?
If that's the wish, sure. The wish of the board.
Just to rehash, we brought this up before for the elementary when we did Mr. Sears. Uh-huh. I think we made a decision that the schools themselves, the four schools, could not be named, but you could name portions thereof, like a playground or something. So well, I think yeah. you want to bring that up for discussion. Yeah. We have new board members now, so we have three new board members. So you might want to have a little discussion on that because, you know, what actually is opening up for naming for anybody? I mean, are there limits or...
From the policy point
yes.
of view, you
mean? Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm saying, if someone wanted to name the high school after somebody, I don't think that...
Right, yeah. And that has to come to the full board anyway, right. So that would yes. be something that we would... This would just be... we can either... Probably just as easy just to send him a copy of this rather than or tell him to go online. And,
mm-hmm.
But, I mean... This is pretty self-explanatory. Doesn't really match up with what he wants to do, so that's why I'm saying it'll be up to him to if he wants to address the board later with knowing what the policy reads then.
And just as a suggestion, understanding that there aren't that many places that fall under this that we could name after people.
No.
Maybe down the road we might want to create a hall of something where people who you know done something for the community could be placed on the wall in an area rather than say naming something after them.
Right.
Put a plaque or something up somewhere.
And he's not even looking to name something. He was right. looking for a portrait, which yep. is not in the policy. So.
Right. I'm saying so. I mean, just for down the road as a discussion, if we figure that's going to come forward anymore, maybe you want to look at. Maybe having an area in the school where things like that could be done.
If it comes mm-hmm. forward, yeah.
I would then, to bring a little bit closer to it, I would contact the individual who wrote the letter, point out that we do have a policy, and here it is, and that because it differs a little bit from his original request, would he want this... his request to be amended to reflect the current policy, and if so, please let me know, and I can bring. Then we can move forward with that. If he is wishing for the policy to be changed because of his request, I will tell him obviously at the time that I can't do that as quickly as his letter requested.
Right.
We'll need to bring it back for full discussion.
Right.
Is the board okay with that approach?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will do that.
And one more question: Is this something they want forever, or for just for a period of time?
My sense from it's hard to read for him or into the letter, but my sense of the request would be a permanent disposal.
Yeah, okay. Something that he wanted up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So once he sees the policy, he can make his own decision as to when that's.
Yep.
Okay. The middle school art club. Anybody have any thoughts on that?
Well, I believe at the time when they were bringing it up, I asked if this was going to becoming a paid position, because when I voted for it, it was the idea that it was not going to be a paid position, and that wasn't that long ago, and already it's already up to. I mean, why didn't they tell us to begin with? This is what they planned on. So I really don't think we should be, myself, I don't think we should be given any stipend at this time.
I think reading the letter, it was more successful than they anticipated.
Is it the fact that there's a lot more time going into it than was anticipated?
I think it was more successful than they thought, and they want to expand it.
Could we have maybe a presentation or something to see what it entails? Or so that you make an informed decision one way or the other, because I have no clue what's going on with it.
No, like I say, it was just how long ago was that, Carrie? It wasn't that long ago that we had that brought before us.
To give them permission.
Last year. Last year. Asked for the club.
To give them permission, yeah.
Yeah, just the permission to try it out.
That's if I could add to that, what happens often is that the club member or potential advisor, if you will, is encouraged to do something on a first year basis with the understanding that it's unpaid. And then it's like try it out, test it out, if you will. If the interest remains beyond that point, in order for it to become a recognized club, the board has to, in fact, recognize it as a club. So I think the individual was under the presumption that it was going to automatically move into a club status. And I conferred through the principal that that's not really how it's done. You need to put something in writing as to exactly what you are seeking, because I don't trust myself representing people's interests in a hallway conversation. So you saw the letter, and now you have before you, can I be the advisor to a club?
How many kids are currently being served?
That
roughly.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know that part of it. I just want to get the conversation, thinking we wouldn't take necessarily action. That's why a discussion item.
Yeah.
Just want to test the waters.
Just after discussing.
What you would like me to do in response to the request.
I'd just like to know everybody's opinion. I mean, that's my opinion. And you don't have to, when the full board is here, Karen and Stan, both, I'd like to hear their opinions and maybe Ed's opinion. What do you think on it, Ed?
Well, I think like you mentioned, if it starts off small, then a stipend may not be necessary. If it's simple and it's kind of a pilot program as a discovery. But if it gets to become a more encompassing objective and it's equally as large as any of the other clubs, then we may be forced to address it differently. So, things will change. So, if it were still the same, then maybe not. But somehow we have to compare it to stipends that are given for other programs. And if it's equal, then we might be obliged to do that anyway.
One of the questions I do have there that's bringing up here is we have other clubs. Are they staying as large as what they were originally meant to be? Or are they ever examined to see if they're getting small enough that maybe we ought to think of?
I don't know.
Something that probably ought to be looked at, because, we can have enough clubs here that putting out money every year.
What if you have one person in the chess club?
Well, that's what I'm saying. We don't know
if
we're actually being involved.
You gotta have an advisor to play it.
You're never in checkmate.
Would you?
I think they have free refreshments, so I'm always tempted to go.
Would you like more information on this particular club?
I would. If we're going to make the decision to put money down, I think we should.
We'll bring it back for additional items again. Yes.
Are you seeking numbers of people? That was what your question.
Well, I mean, it'd be nice to know. I mean, there's no minimum number for me.
No, just to know what.
But if there's enough kids and there's enough interest and they're getting content from it, well, then we'll look at it. I think it's hard
to make a decision. The other clubs.
Yeah.
Well, it says it's pretty much the same as the photography art club.
Yeah.
Everybody,
yeah.
Give
some
more information for the next time.
Yeah. Okay.
Treasurer's position.
As I pointed out in my update, it's really we're at a spot where I just need to know is there a preferred direction to move forward. As you know, Mary held the position and it's been vacated as a result of her. Title change and responsibilities change. So we're just kind of holding right now on what to do with it. As I mentioned, there had been some discussion, really, at Mary's part in her initial review was suggesting perhaps a reduction of his time, but I think some of that is changing from your perspective because of the increased responsibilities through Medicaid and Medicare auditing, et cetera. So I just bring it back to your attention. If we are to be advertising to fill, the sooner we do that, the better we are. If not, I just would like a sense from the board.
I just assume fill it. The position is budgeted.
At what budget price are we going to fill this after, I guess, is my...
It's our budget.
I would... The line item
that
is,
was for a fair question. Mary.
Yeah.
What is it that we're going to go for?
Oh,
for
you mean range?
The range.
We'll go off the range.
Yeah.
It would be reduced. Okay. From my perspective, and I think Mary, I'm speaking for you. I don't mean to. Would you agree that for the balance of the year and the responsibilities, we would have?
I think we could easily do a quick comparison of what the market is with other districts, you know, versus experience levels in other districts, just to give the board a feel for, you know, what is the market, what's there. So it would depend upon experience, of course. I don't know what the environment is as far as how many applications to anticipate. It was, I think, a very good response for the business executive position, so I would expect the treasurer might have as much interest, but it's hard to anticipate how much interest and the quality of the candidates. But I think rather than locking yourself into something, leaving flexibility to adjust to the quality of candidate that you get. Giving you a range of districts in our component colleagues, anywhere from 5 years experience to 25 years experience, here's the range of pay, so you can base your information and direction off that.
It's like, you know, I understand cost cutting and everything, but I just can't even imagine us without a treasurer when the budget comes up.
Well, I think we
and
have
then all your focus is on the budget, and the other wouldn't get done. I mean, there's no way.
Leonard, are you favor filling the position?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, okay. I definitely am too. And if you guys want to come up with a salary range and how about even a job description?
Yep, we're putting
together.
Because
I think that's changing some as to probably from the previous position. I know. Duties and responsibilities.
We'll build
what you guys would like in it and bring that back to the board to review, and then we'll go from there.
Can do. Thank you.
Anybody else have any additional items that they'd like to bring up?
On November 4th, we're scheduled to go, many of us are scheduled to go to a training at Crickets.
Crickets, yeah.
I've forgotten what the actual counties are, but it's also our mega concert evening.
No.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to go.
Well, I had signed up to go, so I just wanted to point that out because my daughter's performing.
We've had that, I think, 2 years in a row, it seems to have happened, because I often was been invited to kind of speak quickly to the audience, and I remember canceling. I had to cancel last year, and I was invited again this year, but I knew the date conflict, so I was able to say to them, please count on somebody else introducing the audience, because I'll be at this function. So.
Yeah, I didn't realize at the time.
Just a couple updates. How are we coming along on an agreement with the town for a mutual agreement with for support? You know, we met with the town.
I thought we just
tabled that, though? I thought we decided that there was, I mean, for the fields and stuff?
No, the agreement prior to the tennis courts. We're going to get together with that and be a joint, or does that come from the board?
No, we met and we...
Yeah, but you have to, the paperwork has to be done and everything, right?
No, we met and we pretty much decided that there really wasn't much to the meeting, if you remember right. It was, we weren't quite sure why the town invited us over there when we left the meeting, because...
Well, I wasn't part of that conversation, that's why I don't know.
Yeah, no, there's really nothing ever came
the,
of it.
The reason I brought it up, because Rufus Dio asked me the other day, you know, when are you going to get together with that? We need to get working on that, and I have no clue.
And he was there, too.
Maybe follow up what's going on, okay. Because I guess they're expecting us to do something now, and okay. I was saying, well, maybe I missed something, but...
I definitely did. I was there.
It would almost be summarizing our understanding. Is that your understanding, kind of a contact?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess they're still under the opinion that we're going to, you know, go with them to for the grant. Let's have a joint application, saying that we would also use the facility as a joint thing.
I think we were in agreement to give them, you know, our backing for the grant.
If they were going to go after the grant,
they are, and that's what I think this is. Okay, but we never kicked it forward because we didn't, as an operations committee, we didn't really want to spend money on tennis courts.
Well, no, and it was.
But I'm saying no, but they still think we're going to support them for whatever money they do get. I think is what the.
I think yourself and myself and Mr. Cook.
Yep.
I'm not sure who else. I think probably just the three of us. Really turned out to be.
Well, I was there. I remember. But I understood that we were going to, like, maybe give them a letter or something that they could include with theirs when they applied. So that, because then it would be a mutual application so that they would have a better chance of getting the money.
I think, I'll check with them.
Yeah.
I think it was the letter was more, my understanding was it was more to be an expression of support for them, should they, because there would be some vicarious effects on our district and we would benefit if they got the grant.
Yeah.
And in terms of partnering with them on
the grant. I thought we were going to do like a formal agreement with them that we never had before. We're going to put down in writing that we're going to be, you know, like cooperative or whatever, like we have been, but we separate in writing.
I don't think that's
so that's what that was. Okay. So that's what we need.
Whole part of it is, if we are going to have something in writing, we need to have our lawyer look at that.
That's my point. And now, you know, January, yes. You know, so that's okay. My other one, I think, is if we could have it for the next meeting. Now, I got to tell you this. I went to the volleyball game the other day. And I was watching the team, and I said, boy, we're losing so bad, I can't take it anymore. I have to get up and leave. And as I was walking out, I saw Ed Cook, and he says, no, we're winning. Mm-hmm. Well, the red was Saranac, and we were in black. I'm going, do we have black?
Yeah, they
sound pretty good. My point is, so at what point was the color changed? I mean, I didn't even know as a board member.
I give some information on that. The for volleyball, girls volleyball in particular, the explanation, and first the colors have been there, the black colors have been used for several years. And the reasoning for it was in consultation with the volleyball coach a couple of years ago, that for the women student athletes, the uniform color of black is a much better hider of perspiration stains and in some locations they felt pretty awkward about it. And so they decide to wear their home uniforms are the regular colors. They're away uniforms, so they don't deal with increased harassing statements, if you will, from opposing crowds and players.
Yes.
Their black is the suit that they wear for that reason.
The reason I want to discuss it as a whole board is because now having looked at that, now our flags have black on them on the football field, and the football players are wearing black socks. And do we want to say that's part of our colors now? Because our colors are gray and red, and you go out there and you see a team in black, you know, I mean, if someone in another sport said, well, I want to wear orange or I want to wear purple, you know, I'm just saying, do we want to endorse or make it known publicly that that is our color as an away or a home or whatever? because I didn't know that was our team.
We check with Mr. Cook and see how prevalent it is or how much it's being used.
Yeah,
we do. I don't think we have any type of policy or anything.
I know that. That's my point. Someone's going to come up and say, why is someone wearing black and red? And I can't tell them. But the other thing I noticed, I went to the football game, they were selling out all the gray and red stuff, and they're bringing in black and red at the school store.
Yeah.
So if we're going to use it, let's get ahead of it and
make
say,
it
okay,
you mean?
Yeah, that we are using black or so that they know.
Okay.
Because, so I mean, you know they're going to ask.
Uniforms?
Yeah.
Additional.
I don't care what colors are used, but I think that
okay.
If, you know, because they say if some lady comes up and says, I spent gray and red for a million years, why? And I'd like to be able to say, why?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but I got to say, they do look sharp. The volleyball girls do look sharp in black.
They look sharp.
And then the hats that the football coach is wearing with the red, black do look sharp. So I'm saying maybe we want to have a discussion and say, well, that's what they're going to do.
I had my red hat.
Yeah, I had a red one on too. I did too.
I adopted the Beaverdam Elementary School.
Uh-huh.
That was my school. Went to a PTO meeting last night, and they asked me if there was any decision made on the playground piece of equipment. There's something updated on that.
Yeah, I can provide information. The answer is yes, maybe. Here's the yes part and the maybe part. The yes part is that we've been in contact with NYSER, our insurance, state insurance group, and they requested that we send photographs of the playground equipment to them for review. They did that in lieu of sending their representative here. My last presentation to the board, I think I explained that they had asked they were going to send somebody up and examine it. They didn't do that. They opted instead to have photographs taken, and they would make a decision from afar, which was kind of an interesting question. But we did. We sent the photos down to them, and I was contacted shortly thereafter. Actually, they hadn't received the photos yet, but in our conversation, we learned that if we, from their perspective, if we considered displaying a couple of very small signs, and they sent in their email to me samples of signs that would work and costs that come with it. They're not really expensive, but you know, you buy the sign, you hang in the sign. That they would very likely be in support of keeping the equipment the way it is, and that if the board would like a letter from them to that effect, they would be glad to send a letter. So it was a yes, maybe. The yes part is if the pictures conform with the guidelines, it's
they
a yes.
They want to make sure we put them up right.
And the maybe is if you agree to hang the signs, we'll sign a letter saying that we'll do it if
you
hang the signs.
Could that have been because we put them up ourselves? Make sure we put them up right?
Equipment?
A lot of that equipment
we
put up ourselves?
We had a representative.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Now, what does the sign say? You use it your
don't
own
go
risk
above 10 foot.
Just as I remember, I didn't bring it, but as I remember, it is your caution. You're not to climb at the upper, you know, level. It's to be used appropriately. We can write the terms we want. It just has to have a warning sense to it that you've been informed. The public's informed that we know this, and you proceed basically at your own risk.
Make sure you're using the equipment as designed. Or
right, but the equipment itself is not was not a concern. Let's say, tell me differently after studying the pictures. But at the present time, the equipment itself is not risen to that level of urgency we first heard from them. So it's just warn them. Warn everyone and we'll let you keep the equipment.
Are we putting the warning signs up where they don't go past or just on the ground or whatever?
Hey, go ahead.
Well, what he explained to us there at the meeting here was they'd be at different points in the playground.
Just locations. Yeah,
I know, but can we mark it or something? And if it says don't go over 10 feet, so they'll either know where 10 feet or 8 feet is, wherever it is.
It's only 10 feet tall.
Oh, it is? So that's as high as you go as tall
right.
as it is?
Wow.
That's
not so that's why it's
Once
we get it
or
right,
somebody made a mistake and they're trying to hide your head down.
Yeah.
Is what I read it.
Yeah.
May I make a suggestion when you put up signage? Can you put up some signage that is nonverbal? Like not, that you don't have to read? It's like a picture of the top with it, you know?
Yep.
And that way, those kindergartners and first graders who
are you trying to say Bilal understand it?
Yes, that would help.
Okay.
Richard needs help.
Okay.
Ed, did you have anything else to bring up? Or?
No, it's just silly.
You want to bring up something silly?
Yeah.
It's like, don't go over 10 feet. It's just not 10 feet, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, Well, that's what I got when after he said it was only 10 feet high.
It's insurance companies talking.
Don't walk on air, in other words. Yeah.
I had just one question or comment, I guess. I know our driver ed teacher will be retiring at the end of the year. And before we really get into budget time, I know we put off replacing that car for this year, but before we do that, can we put out feelers somehow to see if there's anybody that's going to be interested in that position, or is there a specific criteria for that
to position? To be an instructor in that position?
I really like that program. Personally, anything we can do to keep it, I would like to. I realize it's not eatable in any way, but it's something we've always had, and it's just... Personally, my kids all went through it. They weren't allowed to get their permit until they did driver ed. It was just, it's a great program. So if there's a way we can put a feeler out somehow to see if somebody's interested in it, or even through... BOCES or civil service or something. Yeah. Is there people in the area that would be qualified or interested in it?
Well, there's got to be that. Because you have people do a DMV in other places, you know.
Well, yeah. I mean, the only problem is we're the only school that does this.
I understand. So. I know that, but you brought it up. I was watching TV about a week ago, and they had a number of people come on that are nationally recognized saying, kids got to go to these courses because they're driving horribly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're saying you really, really, really need, this is one of the courses you should not be cutting.
Right.
Because it's so important.
It really is. But just so that we don't try to put a car into the budget if we're not going to be able to fill the position or make sure that we do replace
we'll
the
replace
vehicle
the car.
If we're going to be able to, if we think we're going to be able to. I don't know if that's...
I know we're the only ones in this area, but there are other places in the state.
There are, but I'm talking about our area.
Yeah.
So surveying the possible interest for an instructor might determine whether the car is purchased or some vehicle is made available.
I don't think
well,
so.
Yeah, I'd be curious to know is there somebody in our district that would be willing to get the course?
Okay.
And should we try to get it or offer it for them or find out how they need to take it?
And our current instructor could probably help us with that.
Well, that's what I think we should budget
the car regardless because it might take us a while to find somebody, but there'll be somebody. I mean, there's enough people out there without work that somebody will do it.
Well, right, and if there's somebody that's interested in a position, maybe they could take the course now or over the
local,
summer.
Local.
Or over the summer so that they could start in the fall. You know?
Right.
but could we do that? Can we tell someone to take the course? Because there's no guarantee they'll get the job if someone else applies.
Well, if...
You know, that's,
if
I don't,
it's next year's court, we're going to have to hire it anyways.
As long as they understand that, then they would be a candidate and not a lock because you can't guarantee them the job.
We could always interview
them. That's the same for teaching positions, et cetera. People know they're taking the coursework and applying with the understanding they may not be the one selected. So that shouldn't present a unique problem.
I just want to make sure that we don't give that impression.
Any other items to discuss? Anybody?
No, we can do it next time. It's not tonight.
Okay, we'll allow one more public comment. Anybody like to address the board? Excellent.
I don't know if I may. This is my last
tour. Oh, it's race tour. I forgot that.
Oh, geez. My grand's Gavin on his way out to Rosset, or Devon.
Is it half filled with Easter grass?
Good what?
Is it half filled with Easter grass?
No.
I always hated that.
You should put it in your mailbox.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Donna, thank you. We need to do that. We're very appreciative.
Thank you.
And good luck to you. We wish you luck. And it's,
thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure. You've done an excellent job, and we're very sorry to lose you.
Well, thank you very much.
He's grabbing for it.
He's gonna put it in your mailbox over at the business office.
It said digitally.
Yeah, digitally. There's no calories that way.
Well, thank you very much. There is no need for an executive session unless somebody so desires.
Motion to adjourn.
Did you second it? Right?
Yeah, lucky
motion by
you
Leonard.
Seconded by me.
Seconded by Richard.
Third
all
by
in
me.
Favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you, Ed.